This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. We're going to now move on from a senator on the Missouri side to a member of Congress from the Kansas side. Representative Sharice Davids is here to talk about the impact of the expansion of the child tax credit that was included in President Joe Biden's already passed stimulus package. The package that package was known as the American Rescue Plan. Now the president is proposing an expansion of that child tax credit. Representative Davids, always good to have you. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be on.
Before we get into the details of the child tax credit, which is why you're here with us today, you met with the president a couple weeks back yourself on infrastructure as well. What was your takeaway from your meeting with the president and how willing he is to work with Republicans on this very big package?
Yeah, well, I was very glad to join. Actually, my Republican colleagues, there was it was a bipartisan group of us from the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee that went over there to talk to the president and Secretary Buttigieg about, you know, the need to create and pass an infrastructure package that's going to, frankly, meet the scope of the challenges that we're facing and really get us on a path to economic recovery. And I think infrastructure investment, as we saw as we were pulling ourselves out of the Great Depression, is really important in that. And obviously, I talked about the importance of the Kansas City metro area and the 3rd District specifically in our nation's transportation and infrastructure sector. And then, you know, wanted to highlight the Made in America provisions that we know are going to be really important for getting American manufacturing back up and going and just really growing our economy.
Right. I just visited with Senator Roy Blunt on the air here, and I've come away from that conversation feeling like there's a fairly good chance we're going to have some package get through here. I'm wondering what you're thinking today as Congress wrestles with this issue.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely I'm glad to hear that you're feeling a little more optimistic about that. And I'm sure we're all realistically optimistic in general, but you know, with infrastructure being traditionally an area where we've seen a lot of bipartisan support, which is actually one of the reasons I wanted to be on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. I'm feeling certainly a bit more hopeful that we're going to see bipartisan support for an infrastructure package. And I think that the Biden administration has, through words and actions, demonstrated a willingness to figure out ways to bring both parties together around that.
Okay, let's move on to the child tax credit, which was just expanded in the president's stimulus package. Mm-hmm. You just released a report on the impact of this tax credit. First, Congresswoman, what is the child tax credit? Let's get everybody on board here.
Yeah, well, I think it's important for folks to recognize that the child tax credit has really had can really have a massive impact on folks. You know, people who have kids at home, and we have a more broad view of what family means now, maybe than we used to. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're taking care of kids and you you know, you're trying to put food on the table and keep clothes on everybody's back, making sure that that you've got the resources there, having a child tax credit that, you know, offsets some of that and can really provide relief is really important. So when folks file their taxes, you know, normally they would be able to access that child tax credit. Mm-hmm. And under the American Rescue Plan, as you mentioned, you know, this tax cut's going to help thousands of Kansas families with children. You know, in the 3rd District alone, something like 77% of kids in our district are going to benefit from that. It's close to 151,000 kids.
Wow. This is a tax credit, Congresswoman, and that may confuse families as to exactly what we're talking about here. So I guess maybe I'm wondering, how quickly will this tax credit get money into family checking accounts?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I'm glad you asked. You know, I think look, families that have been struggling to make ends meet during this pandemic, I think that this is going to be super impactful for them. And what we're going to see is a child tax credit that's going to be available in monthly advance payments, which is a critical change. And folks will see that as soon as July. But I want to make sure to touch on two really important pieces that, mm-hmm. that families should know. We have right now a boosted minimum child tax credit and expanded eligibility. So families can now receive up to $3,600 per child for children under six, and then up to $3,000 per child for children ages 6 to 17. And that's, you know, that's a really important point. And then to begin receiving the monthly payments, eligible families absolutely must file their taxes by the May 17th.
You got to file. You got to get it filed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You got to get it filed this year. May 17th is the deadline. It's the 14th now. And that's even if folks wouldn't normally file taxes or if folks have experienced job loss this year.
You know, there's one stat that I wanted to ask you about in connection with this child tax credit. Under the expansion of this thing, the overall child poverty rate in Kansas is expected to drop by nearly 40%. That's mm-hmm. an enormous drop in what's a key mm-hmm. index here. How significant is that in your view?
I think this is, when we think about the devastating impact that the pandemic has had, when we think about how much folks have been struggling over this, it's over a year now that folks have been struggling through this. That to me is one of the examples of the sun starting to break through the clouds on the suffering and frankly trauma that people have been experiencing, and it also means a long-term impact. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're making sure that kids are being taken care of, that pays dividends over the course of a lifetime. And so, you know, I don't think that the importance of the child tax credit and the relief that we're going to see from that can be overstated.
Now, the president, if I understand correctly here, in his American Families Plan, he wants to extend this tax credit. What does he have in mind?
Yeah, so, you know, right now, the expansion that we passed, that I voted for in the American Rescue Plan, is through the end of 2021. So through the end of this year. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, what we've seen and what I have been working with folks in the House on, and I know the president supports, is an extension through 2025. And I think, you know, I think at the very least, that's something that we should and can get across the finish line.
You know, the president has proposed these very big, meaty bills, big price tags. There's a feeling in Washington and elsewhere, for that matter, that the president needs to move quickly to get these huge bills passed. In your view, is all this happening quickly enough?
I think, you know, when I think about what it's like to be a member of Congress now, I often think, you know, my mom was in the Army for 20 years, and I remember growing up often hearing it's hurry up and wait with the federal government. And I think there are a lot of folks out there who look at the pace of Congress and the federal government and would always like to see us move more quickly. And certainly I've been proud to vote on and get through in the last administration. We got through a number of coronavirus relief packages. At the beginning of this administration, we got the American Rescue Plan across the finish line. And I think that the sooner we can get infrastructure investments, the better. And I think that that's what the American people want to see is they want to see us getting stuff done. And when it comes to packages like the infrastructure package, I think it won't feel soon enough.
I'm visiting with Kansas Congresswoman Charisse Davids. Before you leave us, I just wanted to ask about the Liz Cheney controversy this week. You just watched your Republican colleagues in the House oust Liz Cheney from leadership in the Republican caucus. What did you make of that?
You know, I find myself thinking a lot of times about how being a Republican didn't used to mean that you were opposed to democracy, or it didn't used to mean that you had to conform or get out. But that does seem to be a core part of what at least the national Republican platform has turned into. And I think it's unfortunate. It's disappointing, and I don't think it's good for our country.
Were you surprised by the action?
You know, I think right now I was actually. Mm-hmm. I think I was. I mean, it's hard to say. I probably, like a lot of people out there, when I first heard that might happen, I thought, this is not a good step for our country to have someone who is advocating for the truth. Who obviously, you know, policy differences are one thing, but we should all want our democracy to be strong.
That's Kansas Congresswoman Charisse Davids. Congresswoman, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate it here.
All right. Good to talk to you, Steve.
You bet. Have a good weekend.